On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, how I was wrong, focus sounds, ProPresenter 5, and more. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where I try and answer your questions, and in this case, someone corrects me. And that's cool, because I don't know everything. So I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. If you have questions, feel free to leave them below the video, whether you're watching on YouTube or TrinityDigitalMedia.com. You can hit me up on Twitter. Paul Allencliff, PaulAllencliff is a good way to do it. Or you can drop me a line on email, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. I, of course, am your host, Paul Allen Clifford. So let's jump right into the question, shall we? Daniel J. Lewis, host of the award-winning Audacity to Podcast show, left me a comment on one of my shows last week, and he said, to solve the single embed problem on WordPress, look at the IX, or 9, show latest YouTube plugin that I now maintain. Now that's in regards to the show where I said that YouTube may not be the best live streaming host for churches. And Daniel's absolutely right. In fact, I've got that plugin on my website. I'd forgotten that he mentioned that, but for one thing, I'm really excited that he's maintaining it, because he's a stand-up guy and he's just great. But it still doesn't deal with the copyright issue. On YouTube says, actually, you can add your events to a playlist and just embed the playlist once. That's what we do. We also remove the audio from our background music from the feed to the live stream, so we don't have to deal with copyright issues. In talking to by the way, he is right. You can do it that way. I just didn't know about it. So, again, I'm not perfect. I don't know every answer. Not even close. I don't know most of the answers. Anyway, they remove the pre-service music and the post-service music, but there's still a potential issue with the in-service music, the music that they do during the service. And while it's possible that Content ID won't necessarily pick it up because it's slightly different, sometimes it still will. And when it does, I know of at least two churches that have been pulled down midstream. So that's just something to be careful about. So to recap, I was wrong about the multiple embed issue. You can either do it in WordPress or you can do it by embedding a playlist. And still the copyright issue remains, because churches should have a license to do it legally. But the question is, why isn't there just needs to be an easier mechanism for saying, hey, we've got this license, it's good until this date, etc. So Al Akazim on Twitter said, hi, do you know if it's normal to hear sounds when focusing with Canon T5i? I'm new to DSLR. Well, it depends on the lens, but it is a normal thing to hear focus sounds on a DSLR, because the motor that does the focusing is right by the microphone. Now, if you're doing dual system sound and you have an external microphone, you might not have that issue whatsoever, but keep that in mind. Next, Brian Collins sent me an email, and he said, I have the ability to spend the money for ProPresenter or Easy Worship. I've tested both and done quite a bit of research on the two programs and have found they both do mostly the same thing. Easy Worship 6 is in beta and is expected to have the full version released in a few weeks, according to the company. The only advantage I see about ProPresenter is that it is a bit more technical, which is also its weakness. In our case, I'm leaning towards Easy Worship because it's easier to use, and I have a bunch of people with limited tech abilities to train in very short order. What are your thoughts? I've used Easy Worship in the past. Now, I haven't used the Easy Worship 6. Easy Worship did have a prior version, which was, it was Easy Worship 2003 is the prior version to Easy Worship 6. So I think that we couldn't wait for 2003. So we went ahead and switched to different software. I just kept bumping my head up against the limitations of Easy Worship. It could be that they've solved all those. Jeff's a great guy, a great programmer. I've met him on a couple occasions. And so it's certainly the case that I might have old information. So I don't want to say anything negative about it. I just really love ProPresenter. It does everything that I want it to do. And more than once I've thought, well, there's no way it can do this. And then I find out, no, I'm wrong. It can. So that's something else that I want you to consider. I don't think that ProPresenter is all that technical, by the way. I think that you can get someone up and running on it very quickly. And then what I've heard more than once is someone gets a volunteer up and running on ProPresenter pretty quickly and says, oh, I'll come back and I'll give you the more advanced tutorial. And by the time they get back to it, the volunteer already has that knowledge because they figured it out, because it's very intuitive. It was, of course, written by someone who ran the graphics computer in a church and was a programmer, so knew the limitations and did his best to solve those. Via email, Biocasis asks, what does ProPresenter 5 do? Is it software when the Bible passage is being read, it can display it line by line? Yes, but that's kind of like saying that can a Ferrari drive you a block down the street? Yes, but it's really much more than that. And I've got a whole video about how great I think ProPresenter is. Next question. Well, actually, the final comment I want to read is from John Bryant on my persistent foreground video tip from a little over a week ago. He says, excellent tutorial, Paul. Well, thank you, John. This is a great feature that I'm shocked isn't shown off more often. Yeah, once I figured out how to make it work, I was like, wow, you could really do some fun things with this. And so that's why I included a link to that video with the Alpha channel for snow, because this time of year, that's a perfect thing to do. You could change the weather on your slide presentation. You can do some fun foreground video things for children's worship. You know, you could have a cartoon character that like pops up in front of the worship or pops up during the teach, you know, all kinds of fun stuff. So that's just one of the great things that I love about ProPresenter. So I hope that helped you. If you want to get more updates from me, if you'd like to interact with me, a couple of those came in response to a question that I asked in my free email newsletter. I was asking, hey, what do you want to know more about ProPresenter? So that's a great question for you to answer right now in the comments, or just join my newsletter by heading over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, And then you can choose either a video course or a copy of my book, Tweeting Church. Both are electronically delivered automatically when you sign up. And you get a free subscription to my newsletter as well. So I hope that that helps you. And I hope that you'll use all the answers to these questions as you go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.